But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Chapter 6, very quick. John chapter 6 from verse 19. I want to show us something. Lay not up yourself treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in where? Heaven. Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Did you see that? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. Why not too many people will find the path of there is not too many people will journey to the celestial city. It is because the motion of your body is only acknowledging the posture of your mind. It is at things in his heart. So he is. Anything that has the capacity to capture your mind, that thing eventually will have your attention. Ultimately, your body will show up there. If your body has no business going to heaven, you will know from where your mind is. It is where your mind is that your body is eventually heading to. Jesus said, do not make the mistake to have your treasure on this earth. Because if your treasure is here on earth, that is where your heart will be also. Knowing fully well that it is where your heart is, your body will eventually go and meet it. There are too many people that will not go to the celestial city. Because unfortunately, the totality of their existence is about material things and possessions. So their treasure is in this world. You are the treasure of my heart and of my soul. My witness, you are merciful. Redeemer of my past and present wrong. God, the holder of my future. Your presence is heaven to me. Why the psalmist says, as the deep panted for water, so my soul longeth after you. Come, Jesus. I wish God can do to me what he did to them. Sang. Those were the words of David. He wrote it down. And those words were the meditations of his heart. He penned it down. It's a human being's relationship with God that you are peeping into there. He says, as the tears pants for water, my soul is longing after. You know what longing means? It's an intense yearning. My soul is longing after. Talk about Catherine Kuhlman, Maria Udonita, who we call him their names in revival meetings, while Jukas. It was intimacy that brought them there. They were saturated with the presence. They loved him so much that Ejukuma personalized the Holy Ghost. Say, don't greet him for me. For me. She was so in tandem with the Holy Ghost that she knows inside her meetings when there is somebody who is disbelieving the Holy Ghost, she can pick how the Holy Ghost is feeling on your own life, not on her own. She can see the way your behavior is making him feel. So she will now tell you, don't grieve him. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I don't want any pretense, and I don't want anybody to trivialize what God wants to do in our midst this morning. I want you to genuinely do an appraisal in the next 2 minutes. Don't pretend to anybody, only you and God. What is the most important request in your life now? Just think about it. 1 minute. Don't pretend. If it's not God, own up that it's not God. For some of you, the loudest request is marriage. Some is money. So just be honest. Pick that thing out. Because I want us to dethrone, high things. So that only God becomes the most expressed yearning in your life, and then consequently all other things will be added unto you. Continue. Just do an appraisal. Some of you, it's a job. And that job is money. It's money still. Some of you is marriage. Some of you is want to prove a point. In the midst of everything you have listed, place him high, higher than them all. In the midst of the thousand things you want to do with your life, place Jesus as the ultimate. Verse 22 says, the light of the body is the eye. The light of the body is the eye. Yesterday, reading for us, John chapter 3, I think verse 3, the Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, the Bible says, the light of the body is the eye. It says, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. The capacity to walk in absolute light is dependent on your ability to maintain a single gaze. And he says, if your eye be single, what was he talking about? Let's follow the scripture gradually, believe to take us there. He says, if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Say darkness. Say light. So, for your whole body to be full of light, your eye must be single. For your whole body to be full of darkness, your eye will be evil. What is an evil eye? It is in the book of wisdom. You will find the Bible says, he that makes haste for gain has an evil eye. However, that's not my emphasis. That's why we're not going there. What is an evil eye in this context? The singleness of sight makes that your whole body is full of light. An evil eye makes that your whole body is full of darkness. So it means whatever economy you find at work in your body, either you are gravitating towards darkness or you are gravitating towards light, it is a function of your seeing. If you are seeing singly, your whole body will be full of light. If your eye is evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. So you cannot overcome darkness by saying, I don't want darkness. The challenge is a seeing problem. It is a sight problem. Are we together? Then the Bible went further and says, no man can serve two masters. So you now see what it means by if your eye be single. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or either he will hold on to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. This is how to have an evil eye. To hold God and then to also be using God that you have held as a means to push all other things in life. Mammon is such a very, very slippery principality. You will not know when the totality of your life is dedicated towards his worship. And you don't worship Mammon by bowing down to him physically. You worship him by giving your totality of your being, your attention, your focus, everything about your life begin to pulsate around what to get. To have an evil eye is to be looking at God and be looking at more. That kind of posture, the Bible calls it an evil eye. And that anybody who sustains an evil eye, his whole body will be full of what? Hey, please, I want you to say it. Let me know we're together. Anyone who sustains an evil eye, his whole body will be full of what? Darkness. And the posture of an evil eye is that person who wants to serve God, but also is particularly pursuing the cause of Mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what would we wear? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. They said, the life of a Gentile, the totality of its existence is centered around, what will I eat? What will I drink? What will I wear? See, this is how Gentiles live. And the Bible says, you don't live like that. What did it advise us to do? It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And all these things, what will I eat? What will I wear? Where will I live? You see, all these things will be added. It was never designed to be part of what you pursue. It was designed to be part of the things that will be added. The utmost pursuit of man was designed to be God. Man was designed to be extremely yearning and pursuing God. But I see a great deception under the sun. I see that the totality of man's pursuit now is not God. It is, what will I eat? What will I wear? Where will I live? Possessions. Then the same thing they advised us about, that no man can serve two masters, it has become the average Jesus. Holy Ghost, help us. Just wake up one Sunday morning, which is tomorrow, God's willing. Dress up. Wander into any average church around that area. Just go sit down. It will interest you to know that the places where they will talk about the alignment of your soul, the consecration of your lifestyle as touching the laws of God, there will be very few locations. The majority will be dancing for no reason. They will, laughing, but I'm telling you a sad story. Go tomorrow and see for yourself the way demons are entertained. It is a circus out there. A master that is sleeping with the church, different people, he comes with his pencil trouser. And he stands and raises a song. And all the dance they danced in club on Friday night, they bring him downstep. It is Davido, it is Wizkid. They are the ones that are busy mentoring the dance that we bring as an offering to Yahweh. It is downstep that was picked by individuals. Hey, then watch them come and dance. As they are dancing, you will now see, Jesus, what has arrested the holy altars? Then the man of God shows up after exciting the people for more than 4 hours. He comes up and says, somebody shout glory! And then the people who don't know Jesus, because they have not been taught the kingdom from day one. Remember, I was showing you guys yesterday, you must first even see first before you can enter. In John chapter 3 verse 3, it says, except a man be born again. What it means to be born again is that your spirit has been recreated. You cannot see the kingdom. People are not even born again. From January to December, there is no sermon that convicted them. They were massaging their appetites. Oh, now we have people also who are just waiting for trends. Anything that is trending becomes the emphasis. So the pastor wants to be trending. All kinds of funny, just because since God is no longer speaking, we need to be creating something to fill up the space. So, a church. We now have suya nights. So that one is, don't laugh, it should make you cry. That one is the only way now to attract a sinner. The only, and the sinner they want to attract, they are not interested in the soul. It's church growth they want. So they publish suya nights. The only way the kingdom prospers is power. And since you are not in tandem with his will, you cannot trust your power. Those again who cannot wait and press to know God, they now go and put their hands in fetish means so that they can walk in supernatural. And when they begin to command some level of the supernatural, the people gravitate. But any day you want to know who actually names the name of the Lord, there is only one instruction. Let he that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. If you cannot find iniquity with the person who names the name of the Lord, if you find a lifestyle of iniquity, know that he is an impostor. He now found out one or two of his compromises. He now comes up and say, we're never perfect from day one. And we have never claimed to be perfect. As a matter of fact, my favorite Bible character is David. He says, who knows David here? And then some people raise up their hand. So the reason why I love David the most is he is quick to repent before God. And then the people start pitying him. They say, come, this man. See how broken he is before God. The person he slept with is there listening to the message. The person now says, well, maybe this is the Davidic. After all these things, do the Gentiles seek? This is the only reason Gentiles live. They live for possession. They live what to eat, what to wear, where to live. Possessions. That's all they live for. and gentle use their God for the reason why they are living. They have God of fertility. Anytime they have tried to give birth and the offspring is not forthcoming, they went to locate a God that the only day they come to look for him is when there's a challenge with childbirth. And the day they get that thing, the God will not. Some of them, the God will say, where you there for 20 years? The last time they saw him, because they, Gentiles don't want relationship with God. Gentiles just want supply. Perform. Maybe it will become clear to you what I'm trying to paint. I want to show you that the majority of what we call a church is a center for Gentiles. Unbelievers, they have not seen the kingdom. I hope you know in the cross, it's not just a place where a life ended. It is also a place where another life began. And so the kingdom starts from the cross. You begin to perceive things differently. Another kingdom, another authority, another idea begin to furnish the way you reason. Even your utterances are affected. After all these things, in the Gentiles seek. If you are using God here, your time has expired. You are using him. Since it's a leaders meeting, I will say some things. I hope I'm not misunderstood. But if you misunderstand me, it is part of the risks I must take if I will become an oracle of truth. Will be misunderstood. This is why all this early morning prayer that most of you, you don't want to pray, you don't want to know God. You want to carry prayer requests. That is what you want God to do for you. What have you done for God? And the only thing you want to be doing is typing amen. 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 Abba. When demons come, your phone cannot reply them. You need to do the work. You need to put in the hours. You will need to learn how to invoke the presence by yourself. Only you should be inside a room and call the presence of the Holy Ghost without any support to say there's somebody leading the prayer, and then you your own work is to say, I tap, I connect, I this. This is how we are raising a stock of lazy Christians. They don't know how to find God. And in the day when the rubber hits the road, you will find how weak we are. No strong men among us anymore. We see not our signs. Neither are there any among us that knoweth how long. Because let me ask you a question. Most of the altar that you have committed and you have devoted your time to as regarding prayer, tell me how many of those altars was about prosecuting the will of God, following his counsel, and then following his demands for your life? Is it not about the God that can do the God of provision, the God of settlement, the God of speed, the God of this, the God of that? After all these things, the Gentiles seek. For a Gentile is not a Gentile because he does not believe in God. A Gentile is a Gentile because he uses God to seek something else. The Gentile's life is just to seek. If the totality of your prayer is request, 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 I don't need to tell you much to know who you are. Give. I receive. I tap. I connect. I claim. Are you not tired? Somebody held my shoe the other day. I said, what is this? What is this? What is this? It's a human being's leg that is in tissue. You too, you can carry God. What is happening here? It's somebody that taught him that this is honor. This is the way you tap into the grace. Tap? Hi! Seek ye first the kingdom. How do you seek it? You first break into the realm to see it. You begin to perceive life from the the tangent of the kingdom. You begin to interpret things from how kingdom see it. When your eye has become full of light, hey, your whole body will step into it. You see, that scripture still marries what I'm sharing with you yesterday. It says, if your eye be single, it's about sight first. Hey, in John chapter 3 verse 3, it says, except a man be born again, he cannot see. In 3 verse 5, it says, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter. You must see before you enter. If your eye be single, your whole body shall be. There is a relationship between your eye and your body. That's what I'm trying to tell you. What we have, the majority, is an evil eye. Quick for gain. They don't love God. They don't love God. They don't love Jesus. They don't know him. They have never met him. He has never spoken to them. They have never seen him. And they are not concerned. They just, as far as their bank account continues to increase. It's a faithful, faithful God. Right? Tomorrow, you'll be singing, there's something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. We have gone to all night. I don't like accepting all night invitation. We'll go like this. Many Gentiles will gather. Many. When they are dancing, they will be alive, very lively. Just mistakenly say, let us open our Bible. Hey, you will know they don't love God. Have no interest. The only thing they are looking for is when it's time for performance. You say, oh boy, he won't prophesy now. So they wake themselves. Wake. The way to enter the kingdom, it is this word that we are opening. The child doesn't want to participate in the kingdom. He is not a part of the kingdom. God does not know him. But he wants to use the principles of the kingdom. The problem with principles, not a problem per se. A principle is no respecter of persons. Anybody can put 1 + 1 = 2. If a white man put it to be 2, if a black man put it to be 2, if a Chinese put it to be 2. So since it's a principle, it is not a respecter of persons. Whether you are righteous or you are a sinner, if you practice the principles of the kingdom, it will work for you. This is the error of a Gentile. A Gentile, unless it's the principle of the kingdom, practices it, but has no relationship with the God of that kingdom. This is what the totality of that scripture, Matthew chapter 6, was addressing. It says, seek first, prioritize the kingdom. Don't pursue things. Don't pursue things. Don't seek things, seek him. All these things shall be added unto you. Stay loving God. Stay serving him. Stay growing in his word. Open the scriptures because you want to know more of him. With unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are transformed to the same image, even from glory to glory, as by the Spirit of the Lord. As you are checking it, you are watching, your life is changing. Listen, you will never have to ask God, Lord, when would you settle me maritally? If you don't believe anything I'm telling you, believe the things that my life has become a proof of. My younger sisters are here. Look at them. They watch. There's nothing hidden in my life. We lived in the same house. My transition, the change, the help of God is an attestation that there is something I have known about him. If I'm telling you this one, believe it. Stay with him. Your prayer points will be few. Because the Bible says even before you pray, your heavenly Father know what you have need of. You don't need to be telling him for him to know. That one is for those who just like requests. They don't have relationship. They don't want to know him. They want what he can give. Imagine being in a relationship and then as a guy, the girl that your heart is boiling for, she saved your name as recharge card. As funny as it sounds, this is exactly how we have treated God. Some of you, they saved your name as Yvonne. what is God in your life? If you say he's a great provider, you save his name as ATM. You say, God is a man of war. Because where you're, there are all kinds of strange elements to affect the destinies of men. Names that God introduced himself into creation as. His most favorite of all goodness is love. God is love. Why it is love that is the most favorite of all his name for him is that if it is love you want to meet, you have to be in love to meet love. So in that place it becomes about relationship. Obsessed about him. You have not spoken to him from morning till one to feel restless. Can't sense his peace in your inside. Your body begins to shake. Your day is falling apart. You can't eat. You love him. It's real. God is also a committed man. He too can keep everything aside, attend to you. Imagine the creator of heaven and earth. Imagine him thinking about you. Come, I've not heard from her for like 2 days now. And he's seeing you. You're just doing your other things. He's doing your things. And even in that way, where you are not giving him any attention, you've not spoken to him, you're just doing your things. It is because of his arms stretched around you. That's why Satan cannot encroach. So in your unfaithfulness, he remains ever faithful. You will ignore him for the majority of your life, for he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be there. Any day you come and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, he will say, forget the long talk. Let's challenge. I'm not angry. God is love. God is love. God is love. We have to find him there. Your emotions need to be involved in these things. You need to truly participate in these things. Speak for myself. Stings to the Gentiles sick. Why are you in school? Some of you, as I speak to you currently, God has been so relegated. He is one of the least things. In fact, the only reason why you pray now is because you are trying to use God to achieve what you want to achieve. I told us when we came, for those of us who joined the opening prayer, we just decided to give God glory, just to appreciate his name, just to raise an altar of thanksgiving, an altar of gratitude. And for some of us, it was impossible to do that because your wiring now is about request. So you just know that after 3 lines of thank you, Jesus, thank you, Father, thank you for life. Father, we are here again. Abba, come on now. Come on. Come on. There must be an altar in your life that is for gratitude. This one, it is. Even if you don't do anything for me, if anytime I appear before this altar, the only thing that will leave my lips is gratitude. I am grateful. You know what Job said? Though he slay me, yet life praise him. He has an altar of gratitude. I will praise him. I will praise him. After these things, though the Gentiles seek. Are you here living for things? using God as a means to an end. They have diagnosed your spiritual nomenclature. You are a Gentile. You are a Gentile. As far as this kingdom is concerned, you are a Gentile. Take all of me, Lord. You have my everything. Take all of me, Lord. You have my everything. Take all of me, Lord. You have my everything. Take all of me, Lord. You have my everything. You have my everything. You have my everything. Oh, you gave your everything. So I give my everything. Take all of me. I do what I do with an utmost level of conviction. Some of you, I can discern your season because I've heard the word of the Lord. He says it is a point, a season of his manifold visitation, and he wants to cause for the liberation of people. And so what it means is that I know there are people I will need to hold their hands in this season. This is why I am trying to initiate more contacts. It is not like I don't have things to do. I'm very busy. We're initiating more contacts because the cord and the power, the kind of forces that have held many people bound on their own, they cannot get up and walk away. So we will need, before yesterday's energy depletes, we will need to build something on top again. This is why I said, let's come and be praying every day. And somebody still like, I say, let's fast every day. You don't know. You will continue to say, one day I'll be free. One day I'll be free. One day you'll look at the time. You are 60 years old and you never grew to your true potential in God. And like plague, the light of God will shift from your head. Because the days of your manifestation, you have missed it. The days of your appearing has eluded you. If there is any time to win that war, that great contention in your flesh, trying to make sure you never qualify for ordination. Let me tell you a truth. It is not a New Testament reality. From the days of old, any man who lifted up the scepter of his ordination, there was something in his members that he overcame. And you don't overcome it by the help of the Holy Ghost alone. There is a partnership from your own end, a will, a desire, an utmost conviction that I rather die than live a prisoner forever. How will it be said that I knew what I could have been, but I never became it because I was not ready to pay the price? You know what the average fall is? It's pleasure. It means that you preferred pleasure to manifestation. It means that you preferred probably 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 seconds of fleeting pleasure. Ha! Jesus! Eternal glory. Because if you truly manifested in time, you will have impact in time and you will have reward in eternity. You were ready to show up defected in eternity, looking strange on account of the fact that you never evolved into your true capacity. These were some of the questions the Holy Ghost brought to me some years back. It says, choose what or pleasure. That was where I knew exactly what the ingredient of sin is pleasure. If you turn your back on that pleasure, that sin has no hold again. So I began to teach you yesterday the building block that makes for purity. How can a young person live pure? He says, by following the map of your word. So it will not be interesting all the time, but you will do the due diligence to commit yourself to contemplating on the word, be looking at it, be studying it. Refuse. I'm telling you, refuse, refuse vehemently. Refuse to die like this. My generation must see the glory of God through me. My generation must see God. There's a song we used to sing some years back. Let others see Jesus in you. You are the Jesus people will ever see. Some people, Jesus will never appear to them. It is in you. Now, you are in me, Lord. I'm in you, Lord. I know there is more that's found in you. You are in me, Lord. I'm in you, Lord. I know there's more that's found in you. See, don't settle. Don't settle. Something wants to tell you, but are you even sure you can be free? How can you be a prisoner forever? How can it be said that, hey, Jesus, many were called. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, you were ordained, you were called. But in the day of manifestation, only few were chosen. You know what disqualified many? They were disqualified on the bed of pleasure, disqualified on the platform of pleasure. They choose pleasure against even their destiny. I will not die a prisoner. That was, see, that's supposed to be your vow now. No iniquity will have dominion over me. It is okay for Satan to come and attempt to master your life, but vow. Vow! Will not settle for less. We will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. I will not settle for less. Listen. Now, you now carry the mic and you sing one or two songs, you know, and people say, oh, my God, sister, when you were singing, the power of God was just everywhere. And you know, this is not my true glory. If only you see me in my brightness. You know that if this can happen from a tangent, a place of compromise, imagine what is allotted to me. Imagine the glory that has been willed to me to reveal to my generation. You are in me, Lord. I'm in you, Lord. Don't stop, brother. A season has come upon us. It is a time now to hold on to the horn of the altar. Every time the alarm is blown, show up. Don't stay behind. Your flesh will say, hey, but you prayed yesterday. Come and pray again. Your flesh say, but you fasted yesterday. What are you? It's a mountain we are climbing. We are ascending mountains of transfiguration because we want to change. In the day where the pillar of cloud, you will be wise to move to, has initiated a season for liberation. Anything that holds sway over the souls of men. The reason why you see me sharing this thing, because this is my message. This is what I was sent to time to do. I've shared with some of the leaders that are close to me. I've shared with them what is the foundational pattern as regarding what my particular message is. There's no message I will teach that will not come back to violating, coming out of the holds, breaking the chains that hold sway over the lives of God's people, because I was sent to unlock a particular camp of militant men in light. They have never lifted their ordination for once, because the whole of their existence, they opened their eye into captivity. So they didn't even know that freedom is a possibility. They live totally in darkness. They have continued to live in different layers of captivity. Some of them, from teenage age, they already have chains in their hand. And they are already in their 20s now. So they have been under captivity for 10, 15. The chain is no longer just a chain. It has become a stronghold. So much content has permeated their soul. So much so that if they say no, even if they turn their back to pornography, there's already defilement inside their heart. And so part of the things the Lord fortifies my heart with, it is the way to come out from this level of captivity. This is why I was telling you about the word. Because every time you begin to expose your mind to the word, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing. That renewing is only this word that can do it. Spend time here. Stay with it. When you come to the word, the first person you will meet is the way. You will just see principles, how it is done, methodologies. That is Jesus, the way. When you stay with the way, he will introduce you to another dimension of himself, the truth. It means it is not just principle again, it is now your conviction. That has become your truth. It has become the border around which your expression in life will be expressed through. So it has become your truth. When you begin to practice what is your truth, you enter the economy of life. It means that which you have seen, your body becomes a proof that it is true. Life. Once upon a time, you will read about that whosoever the Son set free is free indeed. You have found the way. Stay on it. Very soon, your own body too will become a proof. Only there is freedom in God. Because somebody will see you who cannot go without smoking for years. And they will see you moving. You have not come to jungle for some time. You have now begun to reveal the life of that thing that runs the way. If you are with me, please say amen. The demand for this season is purity, consecration, and holiness. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man can see the Lord. Can't see. It will interest you to know that mountain we climbed yesterday, because we tried to ascend a place of consecration yesterday. We prayed because we wanted to break hold. We wanted to scatter the cocoon of the flesh that has kept many people in bondage. Some people, as their leg just left that hall, these spirits, several layers of captivity. Did I share with you guys somebody who told me that her work, anytime she goes to ministries, anywhere the power of God moves, her work is to stay and receive demons. That's what they send her for. Yeah. They send her there to stay. Anytime a demon is about to be casted out of a person, and a man of God advised her work inside that meeting that day, sitting there, is to become a portal, is to become dressed. She opens her soul up, so demons will quickly move from here and go and enter her as a place to hide briefly. Then the man of God says, power! That before you know, now she's delivered, lift her up. Then the demon goes back from the temporal house and comes back and enter. Then to distract him, they will cause another person to start shouting at the back there. The man of God will now leave here and go back there. And this person is exactly as they came into church. Listen, deliverance alone will not save you. He will guide your freedom with holiness. He will protect your freedom with righteousness. He will insist that I will be pure. There is something about the purity I share about. It does not boast. It does not brag. It makes you confident. But you are also so aware that your purity is because of Jesus. It is not based on what man. It will begin to affect your sense of confidence. You will become so bold suddenly. You will become very confident because holy purity flows through your vein. You will be aware of who you are.
you will know that you glow. You will know that it's a splendor that is living your life. When you come near iniquity, your soul will begin to be troubled. Your heart will beat fast. Even your body will begin to acknowledge that there is a government that we belong to. Your body will partner with the new state. Your heart will start beating faster. When you are about to fall, you will know that even my body is now loyal to this government. How can I deny what I have become? There is rest in holiness. There is rest in purity. Your prayer points will be few in holiness. I can never ask God. I'm repeating it. I can never ask God for some things. I know He will deal with it by Himself. If the way of a man pleases the Lord, you just do your own end. Just do your own end. No enemy can make me go and be crying and kneel down somewhere and say, Lord, behold. No. We shall see. I make sure I live in holiness. Hi. The Bible says, he that rolls a stone, to him it will return. It says, he who digs a pit will fall into it. 1,000. Whether an army encamp against me, I will not be scared, the Bible said. The Lord is with me. The protocol officers that follow me. You know, I was telling you yesterday, from the book of Revelations, that the Bible began to fortify us with knowledge that every department you see happening in the current day church, you have similar departments in heaven. There are prophets in heaven. There are teachers of the word. They are the ones that reveal the knowledge of Christ even to the celestial host. So we have cases where an angel revealed himself to John and said, do not worship me, worship God. I am one of your fellow brethren. Any of the prophets. Another angel revealed himself to John and said, do not worship me. Because anytime he sees them, they are splendor. Yeah, you say, no, this must surely be part of the Elohim. They say, no, I'm your fellow servant. Me and you, we are serving. He said, but me, my own place, I'm serving. The company I serve under is prophet. The other one says, I serve under those who bear the testimony of Jesus. So we are those who reveal Jesus to the celestial order. A man who is revealing Jesus, John saw, his glory was like the Elohim. So he felt like it was worthy of worship. There is every department there. There are guys in the military of heaven. In the day where Meros went to war against the mighty, in the days where thrones began to support Gentile kings, where it becomes clear that the fortification they had kings from the world of spirits, you will find other guys too. They will come and partner with the guys on their side. On such a day, it came to pass that Joshua saw a man held a sword drawn. Physical in the man to suggest he is not part of men. And he came to him and made a very careless statement. In other words, what Joshua meant is, are you for us or against us? In other words, he says, choose your next answer carefully. Hey! He says, I'm neither for you. I can't be. If there's anybody that will be for, I'm neither for you nor against you. But I am the captain of the host of God. So in the day where an earthly captain was trying to lead an earthly host to confront a Gentile army, a spiritual captain showed up into town to teach him coordinates, teach him strategies, teach him how to win. Because when spirit supports the other end, spirit will also have to support us. Many people don't know yet that many of the people that you think, you know, are just working hard, their wealth is supported from strange places. There are CBN officers in Zion too. They can tell you what to do. They know how resources move. They know how, they know where the cattle on 1,000 hills are. They know where the vein of silver is. They know how to manage the vein. There are departments. I have I have been privileged. I have been privileged by the mercy of God to see that we are not alone. We are not alone. They are always around us. Well, you know, I told you, the average man lives like a Gentile. Only he has not seen the kingdom. He's not part of it. He doesn't even know what is going on. The only thing he wants is to be shouting amen till he dies. I receive amen. And then you say, somebody shout seven amen. How long? Would you not become friends with Michael once, at least once? Both of you collided. While you were prosecuting the war of God on earth, you were warring against the motions of princes in a territory. You were contending for the souls of the people that darkness has held sway, because you knew you could not go into the field until you have prayed, Lord of the harvest. And when you began to demand that their soul be set free, the princes that kept them bound, that uses physical people to live wayward lifestyle and prosecute their counsel, those princes that were responsible for that kind of culture, they will want to come and question you. And so when they show up, somebody from your end too must show up. This is how you begin to strike strategic partnerships in this kingdom. You can't fight alone. You know, we have media guys in heaven. Their work is to be announcing news, be communicating breaking news, be putting up posts. Every time God wants to do a thing, they pick somebody from the media. Go and announce it. When he shows up, his work is just to tell you what God wants to do, to publicize it. Hi. If one media guy carry your name, the world will know you. One. If only one, just say, hear ye him. And if they don't like you, no matter what you do, if you like, go on AIT, say, my name is Apostle Doctor, people will change the channel immediately. Except the Lord builds a house, the laborer labor in vain. Except the Lord watches over a city. You know how? You know what it takes for God to watch a city? It's not Adonai himself that will watch it. It is those luminaries who are responsible for protection. He will dispatch them and say, fortify this one. They say if God does not dispatch angelic host, if spiritual brethren don't move ahead, anything you are doing, you are wasting your time, because it will be done on earth only as it really is. Secure favor with God, you want favor with men? How? Have you not heard the storyline of favor? Favor with God and man. That's how it works. First with God, then man must comply. What I'm doing right now, I'm trying to attract another creature. There's something else. That my current labor, the new passion, zeal, the new burden that they have furnished my heart with, it is to attract another being. It's the attack that does this kind of work.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. You are good and your mercy is forever. Lord, give me you.
Make this a prayer. Be sincere about it.
Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
want him? Do you want the Lord? Please pray for the next 5 minutes. Lord, give me your presence. Give me your presence. Give me your presence. Dwell in me. Abide in me. Make me your dwelling place. Make me your temple. Recognize where you are. You have ascended the mountains for strength again. We have no confidence in ourselves because we came again to draw. We came again to draw. We came to die. To die to another layer of carnality so that we can become envoys of his spirit. We know that there is a prophecy hanging around our head. We know that two kingdoms are fighting violently to have their course over. So we will not leave our life to chance. I know you were on this mountain yesterday, but sister, brother, don't stop climbing. Don't stop ascending. We want to touch a layer of purity, a layer of consecration, a place where we can truly become envoys of his spirit. We have submitted ourselves again to a higher level of purity. Wash us with fire. Wash us with fire. There is a place in the spirit where the washing is not with water anymore. They wash you with fire. And then you come out as pure gold in your true glory. But only the fire can unveil you. Position, just touch somebody by your side. I sense in my spirit some people need a fortification. Touch someone. Make sure you are touching. Just have contact with somebody and generate fire. We ascend the mountains of God. We ascend the hill of the Lord. Who shall stand in the hill of the Lord? Who shall ascend his holy mountains? That has a clean hands and a pure heart, that has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm upon my holy mountains. The army of the Lord converge. The Lord is recruiting an army. He is
raising an army for the end time work. Let no iniquity, let no sin have dominion over me.
Ebra famina vitina come e si è stabile Holy Ghost is here, it's not me, yeah. Oh, do not leave me like this, oh. Do not leave me like this, oh. I think I'm not so kid, I'm okay. Oh, but tell me not to be the one on I. Oh, I'm not so old. Oh, but tell me not to be the one on I. Oh, I'm not so old. Oh, see, now you're a cocoa. Obi na yo koko, atuma me no fafela re no sai, eku na pele tamo na sabo. This is the mio, Holy Ghost is here, the mio. A pika pama, don't leave me like this, oh. E papa mpesa, na tufetai, me, e pa no fele.
By God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anakazo mission international.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. The name bless.